You're listening to WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. Early last year, a whistleblower police officer gave the Westchester County District Attorney's Office a series of secretly recorded tapes. They contained alarming accusations of corruption and misconduct in the troubled Mount Vernon Police Department. But nothing seemed to change, so he gave the tapes to WNYC investigative reporter George Joseph. Joseph reported on some of the contents yesterday, and today he takes a closer look at the Westchester County DA's handling of the affair, how he met his obligation under the law, and to the public.
On Valentine's Day last year, Mount Vernon police officer Murashaya Bavel mailed county prosecutors a special gift, a series of secretly recorded phone calls of him discussing corruption with his colleagues.
I gave them that information. I thought that this is it. Something big positive would happen.
The tapes included explosive allegations of police brutality, people being framed, and cops doing favors for drug dealers. At first, prosecutors seemed interested. In March, an investigator texted Bavel, saying he had been listening to the recordings.
I figured that, you know what, let's give it a shot.
Bavel's attorney, Joseph Murray, felt the same way.
I was quite confident they were working on this, understanding they're not going to update me on what they're doing because they want to maintain the integrity of their investigation.
But 9 months later, the two men went to the DA's office for a meeting. And, Murray says, found out that the probe was not moving forward.
Why should my client have to constantly push every button to get this done? I really just felt that we should have been able to hand this off to the professionals who work in this integrity bureau and will, you know, run with this. But they didn't.
Westchester County DA Anthony Scarpino's office wouldn't comment on the meeting, but insisted the investigation is still open. They declined to give specifics. Here's Paul Noto, Westchester's first deputy DA.
Yeah, we have definitely looked into it, yeah. It is not concluded.
Charles Linehan is a former deputy chief in the public corruption unit of the Manhattan DA's office. He says that in addition to an investigation, the DA's office should notify trial prosecutors about cases involving the accused officers.
We would likely advise them to delay until we could get a handle on what was going on.
But court records show that in the months after they got the Mount Vernon tapes, the Westchester DA moved forward on dozens of cases involving the officers, sending many defendants to prison. Prosecutors have a constitutional obligation to turn over information to defendants that could help them establish their innocence. But there's a big debate in criminal justice circles about whether police misconduct allegations in an unrelated case would fall under that requirement.
And the DA's office never disclosed to us any of the recordings or allegations or even any kind of indication as to what was going on or how or what they may have been privy to.
That's Claire Degnan, executive director of the Westchester County Legal Aid Society.
The failure to do so is an ethical violation, and we will be looking at our prior cases to see if there's a basis to reverse the convictions.
Scarpino's office says disclosures about the Mount Vernon tapes would have been premature. Here's Noto again.
What we would describe as an uncorroborated hearsay allegation is not necessarily something that's been substantiated. And if it's not substantiated, you know, we don't necessarily disclose it.
He said those who feel wronged are welcome to contact the DA's conviction review unit.
If anyone felt that their conviction or plea was inappropriate under these circumstances, we would be happy to review it.
Degnan said that's unfair to her clients.
It is appalling to me that the circular reasoning from the DA's office is that if you knew about it, we'll review your conviction, but we don't have to tell you about it in the first place.
Alvin Bragg, a former federal prosecutor in Westchester, says you can't just convict people while waiting to see if an internal investigation pans out.
How do you undo the harm of having been prosecuted, detained, lost your job, you know, lost time with your family? Where does that get calculated into this assessment when we say we'll deal with it all in a year and a half? It misses the human element in ways that are fundamentally unjust.
Many of the misconduct allegations swirl around a detective named Camilo Antonini. At one point in 2018, he attended a press conference with the mayor of Mount Vernon to announce a narcotics operation targeting local drug dealers. Henderson Clark was one of the people they named.
Hello. How you doing, man?
Good.
Clark was eventually arrested in July of 2019, accused of selling drugs 2 years before. But on the day of the alleged crime, Clark says he was visiting his brother in North Carolina.
Now, I didn't even think that these people was concocting this story up here in New York that I committed this crime because I'm down here.
He's telling me this at his mother's apartment in New Rochelle, where he grew up. He pulls out his phone and scrolls to a picture he says he took of his brother that day.
So that's where you see the picture that I gave him a t-shirt of a deceased friend of ours. It was around 10:30.
There's other evidence the photo is genuine. But in a felony complaint, Detective Antonini swore that less than 3 hours later, Clark was over 400 miles away selling drugs to an undercover officer in Mount Vernon. Normally, this would be a slam dunk case. Clark has a past record for dealing, and undercover buys are controlled operations. But the case slowly unraveled, and the DA withdrew the charge.
If you have this proof, and you have an undercover that can put me in this place, why you dismiss my case?
Police records show that Antonini and other officers accused of misconduct have collectively touched many drug cases over the years. Clark says he's concerned about those defendants too.
There might be over 100 other cases that this man then had his hand in that he tarnished, that he contaminated. You know, people who are innocent people getting railroaded.
The DA says they'll review those cases if the investigation pans out. But it's been over a year since they got the Mount Vernon police tapes.
It's a majority white people up in there, and they don't care.
Damon Jones is a police reform activist and publisher of BlackWestchester.com. He said the DA's approach can't be separated from the fact that Mount Vernon is one of Westchester's few majority black cities.
They wouldn't do this in Scarsdale. They wouldn't do this in any other community. But they continue to do this to people in Mount Vernon.
And Bavell is skeptical that authorities are willing to turn the microscope on themselves.
When you have an active cop that gives them cases, they're going to find it hesitant to have to investigate the cop and turn over all these cases. So they'd rather sweep it under the carpet and not deal with it.
Scarpino is up for re-election as district attorney this year, facing a challenger in the Democratic primary on June 23rd. George Joseph, WNYC News.
You can read more of George Joseph's reporting on this story at gothamist.com.